Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your responses to the survey. To begin,
no, thank
are you. If this is about the new building of a new ammonia plant near Ingleside and other issues in San Patricio County, we would love to hear your opinion.
A new what?
A new ammonia plant near Ingleside.
Oh, the ammonia plant. Okay, I'll answer.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for the most often? Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent or off party?
We vote Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
75.
Thank you very much. And have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you seen, read, or heard about this from something you heard on the radio, yes or no?
No.
A report in the newspapers?
No.
A report on television?
No.
Talking with friends or family?
No.
A website you found?
Yes.
Attending a meeting?
No.
A news site or articles on the internet?
Yes.
Or Facebook, X, or other social media?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, in your own words, please tell me what you have seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant.
It is my understanding that the ammonia plant was going to be placed or located in Robstown off of North 44, not in Ingleside. So I'm a little bit disturbed that it was located closer to my home. I thought it was going to be in Corpus in Nueces County.
Oh, okay, let me, because I have to type your response. You thought it was going to be placed in Knox County?
Nueces, N-U-E-C-E-S, County.
County. And not
which
in...
Which is about 12, right, and not in San Patricio County. Nueces County is about 12 to 15 miles north of us. I'm sorry, south of us.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, has what you have seen, read, or heard given you a more positive view or a more negative view of the proposed ammonia plant?
I'm going to probably just say neutral. Do I have to choose one?
If you could, where do you lean? That would help us a lot.
Negative.
Negative. Thank you. Now, I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard or of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just let me know. The first one is Oxy Energy Corporation.
Yes, positive.
And is it a strong positive or just somewhat?
Positive, strong.
Thank you. What about Yara?
I'm sorry, say the last one.
Yara.
Can you spell that?
Yes, Y-A-R-A.
Unknown.
You have no opinion or have never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Thank you. What about Valero?
Yes, positive.
And do you... Is it a strong positive or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Project Yaren?
No. I've never heard of it.
Okay. Thank you. Port of Corpus Christi?
Yes. Strong positive.
Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Never heard of them.
Enbridge?
Positive.
Is it a strong or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is Flint Hills Resources.
Positive. Strong positive.
Thank you very much. Now, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Would you favor or not favor an ammonia plant on the southern edge of Ingleside? No.
And do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center and the south tip of Ingleside.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. The next one is, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide.
Strongly oppose.
A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
Neutral.
It depends, or you are unsure?
Unsure.
Unsure. Thank you. The next one is, the ammonia produced by the facility would be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions and would otherwise come from coal plants.
Come from Gulf what?
Coal plants.
Coal plants?
Yes.
Are you saying coal, C-O-A-L, coal. Plants?
Correct.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported by a pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south San Patricio County.
Strongly opposed.
Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem or ecosystem.
Ecosystem. I strongly, you're asking if I agree with the statement, right?
And yes. We want to know if the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of the ammonia plant. And for this one...
No, I understand that.
Yeah,
you're asking me if I agree with the statement. Yes, I strongly agree with the statement. It will have a negative impact on the ecosystem.
Thank you. The next one is plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond to in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
I agree.
And do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. The next one is, Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardships and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
I agree.
And do you strongly favor or just somewhat?
I strongly favor.
Thank you. The next one is, Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permit, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked, and known to the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality and made available to the public.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And we're halfway there. Now, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property, away from residences, and then it is shipped.
I agree.
And is that strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, and maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
I don't agree.
And do you strongly oppose or just somewhat?
I strongly oppose. They're not going to do that. They say they're going to do it, but they're not.
Thank you. Now, opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact a community member's life.
Strongly agree.
Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
Strongly agree.
The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
I don't agree.
And do you strongly oppose it or just somewhat?
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you. The next one is, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers.
Okay. Is that a question?
Yes. Knowing that, do you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside?
Oppose. Strongly.
And do you strongly? Thank you. Now, we have three more to go. The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
No, I don't agree with that.
And do you strongly oppose it? Thank you.
Strongly oppose. Now,
two more to go. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
Agree, somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And the last one for this section is, in addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Somewhat agree.
So much favor. Thank you very much. Now, knowing all of that, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Oppose.
And somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. And in your own words, please tell me why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant?
The caps on the emissions are often stated, but then exceeded. And by that time, the emissions are in the air, and there's no way to recapture those. As an example, Exxon has exceeded its emissions near our home, and how there's no way to get those emissions back. So they've already tainted our air, and there's no way to fix that. In fact, our cars, which are less than a mile away from the Exxon plant, have a metal filling that land on our car that eat away the paint of our car. And they assured us at the time when they were building all the same promises that were made, like you're saying now, about carbon free and all these other wonderful emissions being captured. And yet here we are with the paint peeling off of my cars.
Thank you. Now, because I have to type your answer, I got the caps on the emissions are often faded, but then exceeded. And by the time they are in the air, there's no way to recapture it. Would you like to add something?
Okay. Yes, they also, you could add, they fail to mention the additional effects of accidental emissions in the air.
They also fail to mention the additional effects on of accidental emission in the air.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. Now, just a few more questions to make sure that we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, yes. Puerto Rican?
Yes.
Thank you. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
Own.
And which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Clerical or retail, white collar or management, self-employed or in own business, government or education, farming or fishing, energy or chemical, professionals such as law or medicine, construction or manufacturing?
White collar. I work for an engineering firm.
Thank you very much. And do you have an Instagram account?
Yes.
And do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
And do you have an X account?
Yes.
And do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you read the Corpus Christi Calder Times on a daily basis?
Yes.
And do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
Yes.
Do you have any children under the age of 18 who reside with you full or part-time?
I have 2 children that reside with me, but they're above 18.
Oh, they are. Since we're talking about under the age of 19, I guess that's...
Under 19?
The question was, do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. One.
Okay. Thank you very much. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So once again, I thank you very much for your cooperation and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.